Good morning. The time is 11:30, and I'm Sydney.
And I'm Razor, reporting live on the KBPS News on Summer Sound 2025.
WKRP and Cincinnati actress Loni Anderson has sadly passed away at 79, just days before her 80th birthday. From AP, following a prolonged illness, Anderson passed away at a Los Angeles hospital yesterday. Anderson's family said in a statement, quote, "We are heartbroken to announce the passing of our dear wife, mother, and grandmother." One of her most recognizable roles was a receptionist in the TV show WKRP in Cincinnati, set in a failing Ohio radio station trying to make it big. The role earned Anderson 2 Emmy Award nominations and 3 Golden Globe nominations. Again, rest in peace, Loni Anderson.
Yes, rest in peace. The residents of the Dalles are being warned to avoid contact with their water as samples from the wastewater treatment plant exceeded acceptable levels of E. coli. KGW reports that the city said the issue was caused by a, quote, incomplete disinfection of the system. Although the specific cause remains under investigation, the city has placed signs at several public access points along the Columbia River that say, warning, contaminated water, no water contact. If you plan on taking a swim with the warm weather and hot weather, maybe avoid the Columbia River.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go over there right now. But yeah. Bankers, listen up. Umpqua Bank has announced a name change starting September 1st. From Oregon Live, after merging with the Tacoma-based Columbia Bank in 2023, the group has decided to scrap the Umpqua brand to reduce confusion and streamline the portfolio of brands. So the bank will now be known as just Columbia Bank. The bank says that account numbers, online banking credentials, scheduled payments, all of that is not going to be affected by the change, just the name. And customers can continue using the old debit and credit cards until they're expired or replaced.
Oh boy. Well, you know, the name isn't as sad as it's made out to be. The depressed cake shop Portland is showing up as a vendor at the Multnomah Arts Center courtyard. They will be there August 9th from noon to 2 p.m. or, as they put it on their page, until they run out of treats. Depressed Cake Shop Portland's page mentions that, quote, "Research has shown that baking is a pursuit that fits a type of therapy known as behavioral activation. Psychologists have discovered that it's just a simple act of baking, and sharing your baking improves one's sense of well-being," end quote. Mental health is always super important, and if you love baking, maybe it's a good idea to get involved. For more information, you can go to depressedcakeshop.org.
Well, I think I might have to stop on by. I'm a big baker myself. But this has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Razor, and we'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. If you are a person with a disability, you may think your job opportunities are limited, but the truth of the matter is people with disabilities work in most every field. The Job Accommodation Network, or JAN, is a free service that provides information about job accommodations, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the employability of people with disabilities. Don't eliminate a type of career because of a disability. It may be challenging, but your employer and organizations such as JAN can find ways to make it possible for you to work in the career field in which you are interested. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Han sido dos años difíciles. Tal vez algunos de nosotros recurrimos al vapeo para salir adelante. Pero el vapeo es nicotina saborizada y es tan adictivo como los cigarrillos. Nadie quiere sentirse impotente ante la nicotina. Juntos somos más fuertes. Seamos la comunidad que necesitamos. Para obtener consejos y asesoramiento para dejar de vapear, envía Go Vapeless por mensaje de texto al 88709. Es gratis y confidencial.
Portland Weather.
The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with an overnight low of 56. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 81. And right now, it's overcast and 64 degrees in the Rose City. Next up is Goodnight Texas, Dry Heat. This is a personal favorite song of mine. I love it. And I hope you do too.